for tapes, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2005 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Wednesday morning, December the 28th, 2005. The speaker of the evening is Glenn Miller, speaking on My People.
Well, Lord, thank you for helping us and helping my voice. Help us as we study your word. Help us to understand and rightly divide it. And I thank you. Amen. Well, I'm going to have to some people, a controversial study. But I hope that we all understand. And my study is, or my topic is, My People. And we'll start with 2 Chronicles chapter 7, which is a logical place to begin, I believe. It says, "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, and will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. Now my eyes shall be upon, and my ears attendant unto the prayer that is made in this place." Or that word prayer also can be interpreted promise. The promise. Now, I believe that there are people in the earth that are a little different from all other people. And I believe that God designated that. I know John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe on him would be saved." And I believe that is what God intends. But I believe that God also has called a people for his name to be separate and to be a light to the world, that are separate from the other nations of the earth. And I believe that calling, and those people exist, and that calling exists today. And I believe that those people have a responsibility and have carried that responsibility, but I believe that that responsibility in the days ahead will increase manyfold. So, let's turn to Exodus chapter 6 and look at some scripture throughout the scripture it is written and see what we can find. In Exodus chapter 6, verse 1. "Then the Lord said unto Moses, Now shalt thou see what I will do to Pharaoh, for with a strong hand shall he let them go, and with a strong hand shall he drive them out of his land. And God spake unto Moses and said unto him, I am Jehovah, Yahweh, the Lord. And I appeared unto Abraham, unto Isaac and unto Jacob, by the name of God Almighty. But by my name Jehovah was I not known to them. And I have also established my covenant with them, to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage, wherein they were strangers. And I have also heard the groanings of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians kept in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant." And that covenant was made with Abraham. Genesis chapter 17. Here in Genesis verse 1. "And when Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk with me and be thou perfect or faithful. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abraham fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, Behold, my covenant was with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee, and I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And now there were many seeds in the earth at that time besides Abraham. But here God has made a perpetual covenant with Abraham and his seed forever. In Exodus chapter 19 and verse 3, and Moses went up unto God, and the Lord called him out of the mountain, called unto him out of the mountain, saying, Thus shalt thou say to the house of Jacob, and tell the children of Israel. There are no such things as Jews here at this point. I've heard preachers talk and say God brought the Jews out of Egypt. No, he brought the Israelites, he brought the Hebrews out of Israel. And the tribe of Judah was just 1/13 of the Israelites. And so people known as Jews did not exist until they returned from Babylon, where their name was given to them in Babylon, a derivative of Judah. And thus for the first time that the word that people were ever called Jews for those who returned from Babylon under Ezra and Nehemiah. And you have seen what I did to the Egyptians, and how I bare you on eagle's wings and brought you unto myself. Now therefore, if you obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then you shall be a what? A peculiar treasure unto me above all people. All the rest of the millions of people or billions of people in the earth, there's one little segment of people that are a treasure unto the Lord, and because he has made a covenant with their fathers. Above all people, for all the earth is mine. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. So these people are to be a kingdom of priests amongst all the nations of the earth. They are to be those who proclaim that the Lord, he is God amongst the nations of the earth. They are to be a separate people called out to be his people. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 20. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. So these people are God's inheritance. They're God's treasure. They're God's covenant people that he's brought out of Egypt. That the promise that he made to Abraham should be fulfilled. That they would become kings and authority over, and that Abraham would be the father of many nations. And as I look at the world today, I see that he is the father of many nations. In my opinion, Abraham is the father of Denmark, of Finland, of Norway and Sweden, and of Holland, and part of Germany, and England, and Iceland, and the United States, South Africa, and Australia. I see that Abraham is the father of all these nations, and others, part of Spain, and Switzerland. In my opinion, in my study of history, I believe that Abraham is the father of these nations, as God promised that he would be the father of many nations, not just a nation. But there would be a people unto him that would be separate and called out under the Deuteronomy. Let's go to 1 Chronicles 16. Keep your finger in Deuteronomy. We're coming right back to Deuteronomy. But at first, 1 Chronicles chapter 16, there is, it said verse 11 of 1 Chronicles 16. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O you seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God, his judgments in all the earth. Be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to what? 1,000 generations. So all of these promises are enforced today just as much as they were the day God spoke them to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, and unto all the other, through all the other prophets, and through Moses, and Isaiah, and Jeremiah, and Daniel, and through the Chronicles. All of these promises are to 1,000 generations of my people, those who are my set aside, those who are called to be a kingdom of priests, that are called to be a light to the nations. So now let's go back to Deuteronomy chapter 7 and look here at a couple of verses in Deuteronomy 7, starting with verse 6. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen you to be a special people unto himself, above all people that are upon the face of the earth. The Lord did not set his love upon you, nor choose you, because you were more in number than any people, for you were the fewest of all people, and still are. But because the Lord loved you, and because he would keep the oath which he has sworn unto your fathers, hath the Lord brought you out with a mighty hand, and redeemed you out of the house of bondage, from the hand of Pharaoh, king of Egypt, or from Satan. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, that keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him, and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. And there, where two or three words are spoken, let it be established. And here, twice God has said, to 1,000 generations. It's somewhere around getting close to 100. But according to the genealogies and the... we're about 144, I believe. We're about at generation 144 in that vicinity. I have figured it up, and that was my approximate conclusion. I don't know if Doc ever thought about that or not, what generation we're in. In my understanding, it's there was about 100. We're about 144. Yeah. That's the way I understand that Revelations is the conclusion of, and God set things in 144 is a number of that God uses, a chosen generation, a royal priesthood. Amen. And we need to understand. We need to understand and realize that, and that. The place that God has given us in this day, that we're so privileged. We are privileged. Well, Deuteronomy 14 says, you are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourself or make any baldness between your eyes for the dead. No tattoos, no pierced ears, pierced tongues, and all this other weird stuff. But God says that you shall not cut yourself. And that means tattoos as well. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord your God. And the Lord hath chosen you to be a peculiar people unto himself, above all the nations that are upon the earth. And then he goes on to say, what we shall eat and not eat to help us have good health in our flesh. He gives us this, these health laws for our benefit. But 99%, 99.9% of so-called Christians rebel at God's health laws. They say, that's done away, that don't belong to me. And of course, they get the consequences. The consequences are hardening of the arteries, high blood pressure, all these other things are consequences of not obeying God's health laws. Well, let's go over to Psalms 105. Psalms 105. And verse 1. O give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name and make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Lord, I thank you for all the wonderful works that's taken place in this place, and that are taking place, and that will take place. I thank you for it. Glory ye in his holy name, and let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O ye seed of Abraham, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen. He who is the Lord our God, his judgments are in all the earth. He hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations. Three times now we've read that. Which covenant he made with Abraham and his oath with Isaac, and confirmed the same with Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant. There he declares that it is everlasting. First Chronicles, we have just read that before in Chronicles. I have written it down twice. Isaiah 41. It's over here, page 675. Hallelujah. Verse 8 of 41. Isaiah 41, verse 8. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou, whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. These people are called from the ends of the earth. And God says they're his servant. I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing, and they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, and shalt not find them. Even them that contend with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing, and as a thing of naught. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. And Isaiah 42, let's turn the page over. It says, behold, my servant whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. I have put my spirit upon him, and he shall bring forth judgment to the heathen. Now, in reading scripture, you can read a verse, and that same verse can mean something that took place back in the days of the children of Israel, and it can apply to yet future. And here we have right now, this is applying to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he shall not cry, nor lift up, nor cause his voice to be heard in the street. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth judgment unto truth, and he shall not fail, nor be discouraged, till he has set judgment in the earth, and the isles that await for his law. The isles of the United Kingdom, England. And thus saith the Lord, God the Lord, he that created the heavens and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth, and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it, and spirit to them that walk therein. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant of the people, and for a light to the heathen, or nations. To open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from the prison, and them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. Satan's bondage. And also to be a light to the nations, to send forth the missionaries, as the Scandinavian and English and America, mainly America, has done to the world. America has financed over 90% of all the missionary work that has ever gone forth in the world. So what nation then is a light to the world by its own reduction? You find that America is one of the main lights of the world. I am the Lord, that is my name, and my glory will I not give to another, neither my praise to graven images. Behold, the former things are come to pass, and new things do I declare. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Sing of the Lord a new song, and his praise from the end of the earth. Ye that go down to the sea, and all that is therein, the isles and inhabitants thereof. Let the wilderness and the cities thereof lift up their voice. The villages that Kedar did inhabit it. Kedar is a clan of Israelites. Let the inhabitants of the rock sing. Let them shout from the top of the mountains. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praise in the isles. Now, England had been colonized back in the days of King David. England had been colonized. But here at this time, Jeremiah, 600 years before Jesus came, Jeremiah had gone to Ireland and taken his great-granddaughter, daughter of Hezekiah, to England and married her to the king of Ireland, to the prince of Ireland, and brought together the two twigs of Judah, of the twin sons that were born to Judah in adultery, fornication, and it brought back together the two twigs that God said were separated, but they would come back together again. And so England was a colony of Israelites, clear back from the time of King David. 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel 7 should be right here at page 320. Verse 8. Now, this is when Nathan came in and prophesied unto King David. And he said, now therefore, in verse 8, he prophesied unto David. And he said, now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David, thus saith the Lord of hosts, I took you from the sheepcote, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people Israel. And I was with thee whithersoever thou wentest, and have cut off all thine enemies out of thy sight, and have made thee a great name, like unto the name of the great men that are in the earth. And moreover, I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and move no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more as before. Now, this is a strange prophecy unto you. Follow through and understand that the children of Israel were carried away captive, because here Nathan is prophesying to David, who is in the promised land, and everything is peace and wonderful. But yet Nathan prophesies to him that the people are going to be moved to another place. They're going to be planted someplace else. And that took place when the tribes were carried away captive, and then they migrated up through the mountains over into the Baltic area, into the coast of France and Holland and Germany, and then over into England, which was already colonized several hundred years before they were carried away captive. And they knew that they were, that the colonies was over there in England, and they were making their way over to be with them. But some of them stopped along the ways, and Finland came into existence, and Denmark and Sweden and Norway all came into existence during this migration as they traveled, and then stopped by the wayside and became their own countries. And but here, the Vikings, Scandinavian peoples? Well, that they were Israelites, but they were fought among themselves up there. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. They warring against each other, and the only people that escaped it was part of the tribe of Benjamin, who went to Iceland. There's never been any warfare in Iceland. And they've been a peace loving, and they are a people yet today that are not integrated with other peoples. Oh, no. Never have had, never had any use for it, but they're a people that have never been mixed with other peoples. Once they went there and colonized Iceland, well, they have just been a people of their own. Iceland is a strange little place. They're here, National Geographic helped sponsor a study in Iceland about 10 years ago, and they did a core drilling in the ice, and they drilled 2 miles deep and still were in ice there. But in the middle of all of this, there's a volcano that I don't think it has erupted in maybe thousands of years, but there is one there. Everybody in Iceland has steam heat and hot water, and from this place, and there is a lake that you can go swimming in. If it's 50 degrees below, you can go swimming because the water's nice and warm there in Iceland. So anyway, it's a nice little place, if you like, place with no trees and no grass and like that, but I like the trees and the grass and the green. So even though it is cold, I heard that there was a consideration of it. You know. But they drilled over 2 miles deep and found in this core, they went back, I forget, several thousands of years that they could see from the cores how it had laid down over time. So to say that we understand everything, we don't understand anything. God's creation and His things are above finding out. Except He says, "Be thou faithful." Amen. Well, anyway, so we find in later years that God did plant His people in another place. And in verse 23, it says, that, "And what one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem for a people to Himself, and to make him a name, and to do for you great things and terrible for thy land, before thy people, which thou redeemed to thee from Egypt, from the nations and their gods? For thou hast confirmed to thyself thy people Israel to be a people unto thee forever, and thou, Lord, art become their God, our God." Amen. Well, let's go back to page 427 in 1 Chronicles. Or over to 427. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, 427, and chapter 16. And verse 13, it says, "Seek, O ye seed of Israel, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. He is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations. Even of the covenant which he made with Abraham and to his oath unto Isaac, and have confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant." So here again, God confirmed that Israel is his people with an everlasting covenant. Okay, Psalms 111, is somewhere in here about page 593. "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Yes, Lord, we say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. Gather them out of the lands, from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles, and he delivered them out of all their distresses. Thank you, Jesus. And he led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitations. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he satisfied the longing soul and filled the hungry soul with goodness. Such as sit in darkness in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contended the counsel of the Most High. Therefore he brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Thank you, Father. Thank you. And he brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, and break their bands asunder. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass, and cut down the bars of iron. Fools, because of their transgression, and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. Their souls abhor all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. And let them sacrifice the sacrifice of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing, that they go down to the sea in ships and do business in great waters. These are the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commanded and raiseth the storm, stormy wind which lifted up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven and they go down to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. Then they cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he bringeth them out of their distresses. He maketh the storm be a calm, so that the waves be ever still. Then are they glad because they be quiet, and he bringeth them unto their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Lord, we give you praise today, and we thank you for what you have done and are doing for us. Isaiah chapter 49. Isaiah 49. Listen, O isles, unto me and hearken, you people from afar. The Lord hath called me from the womb, from the bowels of my mother hath he made mention of my name. And he hath made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand doth he hide me, and made me a polished shaft. In his quiver hath he hid me, and said unto me, Thou art my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. Then I said, I have labored in vain, I have spent my strength for naught, and in vain. Yet surely my judgment is with the Lord, and my works with my God. And now saith the Lord that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him. Though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. And he said, It is a light thing that thou shouldest be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the preserved of Israel. I will also give thee for a light to the nations, that thou mayest be my salvation unto the ends of the earth. Thus saith the Lord, the redeemed of Israel, and the Holy One of him whom man despiseth, to him whom the nations abhor, to a servant of rulers. Kings shall see and arise, princes also shall worship, because of the Lord that is faithful, and the Holy One of Israel, he shall choose thee. And here again, God specifies that Israel are his chosen ones, and that he will use them to be a light to the nations. Matthew chapter 5, Jesus makes a statement. In Matthew 5, verse 13, Jesus says, and he was talking to the disciples, and he says, "You are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and be trodden under the foot of men." But he says to the disciples, "But you are the light of the world." Now, he wasn't talking to people who were not of the descendants of Abraham. He was talking to the descendants of Abraham here and telling them that they were to be the light of the world. And that proclamation still stands today, that we who are called of God are to be the light, and we are the light of the world. And help us not to lose our saltiness. Amen, amen. In Titus chapter 2, there's a couple of verses in there. I can get back here. Titus 2, beginning with verse 11. "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men, and that is Jesus Christ, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we shall live soberly, righteously and godly in this present age, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify us under himself, a peculiar people, zealous of good works." And he said, "These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority, and let no man despise you because you do it." Regardless. So he says that we are a peculiar treasure and we're called to be of good works. Well, let's go back to Deuteronomy 15. Deuteronomy 15 and verse 6. It says, "For the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow. And thou shalt reign over many nations, but they shall not reign over you." That is a promise to God's people, that's what they shall do. And then Deuteronomy 28, we find that he expands on that to his people that are in the earth today. Let's see. Well, I'm going to start from verse 1. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kine, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. And the Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And the Lord shall establish thee a holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and shall walk in his ways. And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy cattle, the fruit of thy ground, and the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. And the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the works of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail. And thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee this day to observe and to do them." And I believe that we are representative of this scriptures that we've just read, because it says that God's people Israel shall loan to many and borrow from none. and that we shall be the head and not the tail. And I believe that this nation has and is and fulfills that scripture, and that there's no other nation on the face of the earth that ever has or ever will fulfill that scripture except the United States. And it says that keep my command. The laws of England were set by the word of God. They were set by the commandments and the laws of England. The laws of America, they were set by the commandments over the Supreme Court. When they sit in session, they're sitting underneath. Even though they don't obey them, they are sitting under them, and they are the land, the law of the land. And England and America is carried on down to some to South America and to some to New Zealand and Scotland and Australia as well, and to the Scandinavian countries. But these nations are basically the nations that have set under the laws of God, and not the nations of the rest of the earth. They have, in fact, defied God and declared that they have other gods instead. And the Lord said that my people shall not serve other gods, even though they have been prone to do so over the ages. There has been served other gods, but God has always seemed to have a remnant that have come back and stand forth to declare that His rule, His laws are the laws of our life, and we stand and declare that they're laws of our land, even though they're not looked at as we would like for them to be. Jeremiah chapter 31, Jeremiah 31 and verse 34. Now, I think most of you know and have heard me read Isaiah chapter 18, which I believe that chapter is a description of the United States, and that it is put in there that in the end time we would realize who we were. I'm not going to read chapter 18 this morning, but I believe that to be true, and I believe the 13 colonies are a representation of the 13 tribes of the scriptures, and that they represent, or each one is a representative of each one of the tribes, and that America was founded on, and it was the people who came here to serve God. And when they came, they said they were coming. If you can read it in the writings of the forefathers who came and established the colonies, and in one of the writings they said they were coming to the great wilderness to bring the Lord Jesus to the heathen. Isaiah 31:31. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the days that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they broke, although I was a husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith the Lord, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their God, and they shall be my people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord. They shall know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith the Lord. For I will forgive their iniquity, their sin that they've done, which they knew better, and I will remember their sins no more. What a wonderful promise. And that is a promise that we live in today and is yet being and will be fulfilled in the days that lie ahead of us. And let's go over to Hebrews chapter 8. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such a high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Therefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of the heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that they'll make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which is our pattern, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for a second. For finding fault with them, he said, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will confirm a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. So God still has a separated people in all the earth that he's calling the house of Israel, that are separated unto him. And I will put my laws in their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And it will not be a ritual that we perform. It will be a reality from our hearts. For he says his word will be within us, and not something that we practice as a practice. 1 Peter chapter 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring forth themselves unto themselves swift destructions. Now, we have been privileged to know some of the damnable heresies, ultimate reconciliation, I am God, a couple I can think of off the top of my head, contended with here at the campground. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with fringe words make merchandise of you. You can find that on TV every day. Whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly, and turning the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah into ashes, condemned them with an overthrow, making them an ensample unto those that there should live, that after those should live ungodly. And we've got worse than Sodom and Gomorrah in the nations of the earth today. And really, it's only God's grace and his mercy that we haven't seen more of New Orleans and whatever. But I believe God's judgments are arising in the earth. I believe they've begun, and I believe they will increase. And delivered not Lot, and delivered just Lot, vexed with the filthy conversation of the wicked. For that righteous man dwelt among them in seeing and hearing, vexed his righteous soul from day to day with their ungodly deeds. The Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment, but chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government. Presumptuous are they, selfish, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignitaries. Wherefore angels which are greater in power and might bring greater accusations against them before the Lord. But these as natural brute beasts made to be taken and destroyed speak evil of the things that they understand not, and shall utterly perish in their own corruption. But God has chosen a people to be a light for him. And First John chapter 1, verse 7 says, if we walk in the light, as He is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanseth us from all sin. God has called us to be a peculiar people unto Him. And who are we? What is our destination? Well, we have read it already, but we'll read it again. Where? Revelation chapter 1. Revelation chapter 1, verse 5 and 6. And it says, Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the first begotten of the dead, the prince of the kings of the earth, unto Him that loved us and washed us from our sins in His own blood, and hath made us a kingdom of priests unto God and His Father, to Him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen and amen. Lord, I thank You and I bless Your word. Help us to understand and rightly divide it. Help us to realize that You've called forth a people, and I believe we're part of those people, to be a kingdom of priests unto You, to be a light to the world, and to be set apart and separated unto God. I thank You for it. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.